You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
.nz.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
The 2024 Auckland Writers Festival is kicking off next week, offering 200 events exploring literature, arts and culture, and bringing together creatives from both Aotearoa and across the globe. I spoke to festival co-curator Michael Bennett about this year's program, discussing incorporation of te reo and te ao Māori, alongside the importance of intergenerational relationships in this creative space. The theme for this year's Writers' Festival is Heahi ke taku korokoro, My Throat Holds Fire. Are you able to describe and elaborate on what this means to you?
First of all, Tanaka Jasmine, thank you so much for having us, having me. I wish Matariki was here, but she's out on set on a film right now, and but it's so lovely to be able to speak about our kaupapa and about the sessions. For both of us, so Matariki and I as co-curators Māori of the Auckland Writers' Festival this year, we're both writers. Matariki's a poet and a screenwriter and a director, and I'm a screenwriter and a director and a novelist. And for both of us, we have this real kind of sense that words are important, that words can transform, words can make change, words can change the world. And when we were asked for the first time last year to curate several sessions of the Writers Festival, what we really wanted to do was, I guess, to have a series of sessions that didn't look necessarily like the kind of sessions you'd expect at most festivals, where, you know, you have a writer sitting in a chair being interviewed by someone very eloquent talking about their work, which is all fine. Like, you know, I'm a writer and I kind of love having that kind of attention on my work, you know, and that's all good that, you know, festivals do that. But what we really wanted to do, I guess, was to talk about stuff. First of all, to open the stage to people who aren't necessarily published authors. So we took a very, I guess, a wide view of what it means to be a kaituhi, to be a writer. We wanted to open the stage to people who are expressing themselves and who are, you know, saying important things, not necessarily in published books. You know, they might be poets, they might be singers, they might be dancers. You know, there's so many ways to talk about the important truths. The biggest thing for us in both the years and both of our curatorships was to open the platform to people who have that fire burning in their throat, who have things that we feel are really important to be talking about right now, you know, as New Zealanders, as citizens of Aotearoa, especially as Māori creators. So really, like, our sessions cover a whole range of kind of topics that we think are just really important for people to be talking about in our country today.
And there's a real synergy between you and Matariki, considering your whānau. How has the intergenerational nature of your creative partnership as co-curators come through in the mahi for this year's festival?
I feel really blessed to have a relationship with my daughter that's really quite unusual. We work together a lot on a whole lot of different things. So Matariki and I have co-directed and co-written together. We're developing a non-fiction book about our whānau, about my father, her grandfather, and his brothers together. She's both of my novels. She has contributed. She contributed a rap song to the first one and a poem to the second one. We have, you know, we share, as I said, like a love of words and the belief in the power of words. And obviously, where she's my daughter, there's an age difference, and I think that's only enhanced the vitality and the strength of what we do together. You know, as an example with our sessions, I kind of like, you know, if Matariki comes up with an idea, I have a perspective from the boomer generation of how we can get her amazing, full of energy, full of vitality, full of new thought idea. Be able to translate that maybe into people more of my generation. And ditto, if I come up with an idea, Matariki will go, oh yeah, but have you thought about this? And it will suddenly open it up to kind of, a whole lot of new ways and new energies to put an idea on stage. I mean, as an example, a couple of sessions that I guess really sort of show that mix between the boomer and Gen Z ideas is the Kohanga Reo Generation Is Here is a session that we've got And we're so excited to have, you know, at a time that's got lots of challenges for Māori in Aotearoa, it's so exciting to be able to kind of sit back and go, well, we've got such a lot to celebrate. We've got Hanau Rāwhiti Maipi Clark, the youngest person in New Zealand to write legislation in the last 170 years. She's on stage with Te Oriori Ngātai in Melbourne, who's an extraordinary young actor who most recently has been in The Convert. She's both of these incredible young women have come through, both are fluent in Te Reo, have come through the Kohanga Reo system, the part of the Kohanga Reo generation. And to, you know, to be able to have them on stage and this idea, you know, came from Masaruki originally because she's part of the Kohanga Reo generation. And she, in fact, went to school with Hanau Rāwhiti. And so that kind of, I guess, both energy, but also, you know, for my generation, we're so thankful because I don't have the reo. My daughter does, my three kids do, because they have come through Kohanga Reo and the full immersion kura system the whole way through. But I'm, you know, for my generation, I'm just so thankful that, you know, in the 70s, Kaumātua looked ahead and they said, you know, we've got to put in place the things to reclaim our language. So that session is really exciting, but there's things like we've got a waiata in an hour with Troy, you know, living legend, living musical legend Troy Kingi. And again, it's sort of like this incredible mix of both a great writer on stage, but not a writer who publishes books, a writer who writes beautiful lyrics that transform people's lives. And again, it's not really about looking back at what he's done. It's much more exciting and kind of edge your seat stuff, because at the start of the session with Troy comes in, gets on stage with his guitar, the audience gives him a line of a song, a completely new, suggests a line for a song and suggests the genre, and over the hour Troy, working with the audience, develops an entirely new waiata that never existed before. And what we're really about that as a process is that, you know, it's not just about talking about creativity that's happened in the past. It's this amazing creator, this amazing artist showing the audience how he writes a song and hopefully getting the audience involved. Like, we, you know, we're encouraging people to bring along their instruments and their singing voices, and maybe they'll be part of the choir to do a doo-wop choir. And so it's, yeah, I guess what I'm, the biggest thing about the combination of Gen Z and Boomer and our curation is that we kind of really actively are looking for different ways to make the writing process exciting and translatable for the audience across a whole lot of different generations.
And you mentioned the Kohanga Reo generation, New Zealand's contemporary political context, and how this festival is a real showcase for live art, creativity and culture. What do you see the role of festivals like Auckland Writers Festival being in the Te Reo Māori revitalisation and Te Ao Māori visibility long term?
Yeah. No, I think it's kind of beholden on all of us who have some kind of a public platform to do all we can to follow those principles of, you know, we have something incredibly special in this country where, you know, we have the Indigenous language. It was in danger for so long. It's so not now. It's come back. It's alive. It's a living thing. And, you know, as much as we're in a time that's challenging, we're, you know, it's a very interesting thing that a whole lot of steps forward that have hard fought wins for Māori over the last decades are being challenged. Even the treaty is being talked about, it's being looked at again. All of these things, you know, really are things for us to be talking about, and it's so important to be providing platforms to be having this conversation and say, what's happening? How do we feel about this? You know, 10,000 people came to the heart of Kingitanga at the start of this year to have exactly this kind of kōrero. And, you know, and the same thing is happening very soon at Ngāti Kahununu. It's I think it's just beholden on all of us who have a platform and have an ability to speak to the importance of the rail, the importance of Te Ao Māori in public life and in Aotearoa, you know, not just the Māori, because this is who we are. We are a nation where Māori is the official language, and it is our, you know, that is what our country is, and that's what's unique about it. And let's not be afraid to talk about the things that are in front of us and say, how should we move forward and what sits well with us and what needs to be talked about much more strongly.
And what is the significance, or rather the role of our rangatahi, our young people, in engaging with creative events like this?
My hope, really, you know, what I've so loved with my kids, so I've got three kids, they're all artists. Myself and my partner, Jane, is a costume designer and an artist and a writer. And Tihima is a composer and musician, Mahina is a painter, Matariki is a poet and a filmmaker. And it's been such a joy to see, you know, it's maybe not surprising given the slightly crazy house that they grew up in, surrounded by creativity all the time. So it's maybe not entirely surprising that they've all gone into the creative arts and lived to be able to produce, to express their creativity. Especially for young Māori, I think one of the things that we've really tried to do is in our sessions is to encourage the sense that, you know, if you've if you're looking ahead to what you want to do in your life, you know, there's lots of options, of course, and great, you know, law or medicine or whatever it is, if those things are your passion, absolutely follow them. But if actually what's burning in your heart, if you've got, you know, if you've got things burning in your heart and you've got a fire in your throat and you want to have a creative life, it's actually possible. It's, you know, and it's so important for people who have things to say and who have the potential to go on to have a creative life to kind of be, have people in front of them saying, yeah, it's scary and it's a little bit uncharted and there's no guarantees, but it's an extraordinary thing to have a life where of creativity and of expression, and it's really important for people to be able to say the things that they feel in a creative way and to contribute to the conversation. And if that's what's burning inside you, take a deep breath and really encourage you to go for it.
That was writer, director and co-curator of Auckland Writers Festival, Michael Bennett, on this year's festival program kicking off next week. To learn more about the events involved, head to www.writersfestival.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.